গোপীজন বল্ল গিরিবর ধারি জয় গোপীজন বল্ল গিরিবর ধারি যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন যমুনা তীরবন জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি জয় গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি যশোদানন্দ ন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন যমুনা তীরবন জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিব শরণি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parigrajaka Charya. Ashtottara Shato Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaru Bindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Ki Jai Sriman Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Sriman Nityananda Prabhu's Appearance Day Celebration Ki Jai. Shri Shri Nityananda Trayadashi Mahotsav Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Shri. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pujariye Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Srila Prabhupada. So today is Nityananda Prabhu's Appearance Day, Nityananda Trayadashi. Therefore, we will start our class with a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, text 7. This has been written on the board. Sankarshana Karana Toyashai Garbhodashai Cha Payokhishai Sheshascha Yashamsha Kalaha Sa Nityananda Akha Ramaha Sharanam Mamastu. Sankarshana Karana Toyashai Garbhodashai Chapayokthishai Sheshascha Yashamsha Kalasa Nitya Nandakha Rama Sharanam Mamastu. Sankarshana Karana Toyashai Garbhodashai Rajodoshai Chapayoktishai Sheshascha Dashamsha Palata Nitya Nanda Parama Sharanam Mamastu Shankarsana Karana Toyashai Garbhodashai Chapayoktishai Sheshascha Yashamsa Kalasa Nitya Nandakharama Sharanam Shankarsana Karana Toyashai Garbhodashai Chapayoktishai Sheshascha Yashamsa Kalasa Nitya Nandakharama Mataji. Shankarsana, Mahashankarsana in the spiritual sky. Karana Toyashai, Karana Dukshai Vishnu, who lies in the causal ocean. Garbhodashai, Garbhodukshai Vishnu, who lies in the Garbhoda portion of the universe. Cha and Payokthishai, Shiradukshai Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk. Sheshaha, Sheshna, the couch of Vishnu. Cha and Yasya, whose, Amsa, plenary portion. Kalaha, and parts and the parts of the plenary portion. Saha, he, Nityananda Akhya, known as Lord Nityananda. Ramaha, Lord Balaram. Sharanam, shelter. Mama, my. Astu, let there be. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Sheshnag, and the Vishnu who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Shankarshana Karana Toya Shai, Garbho Dashai Chapayukti Shai, Sheshashta Jashramsha Kalatha Nitya, Nandakha Rama Sharanam. Please repeat after me. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Sheshanath, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portion and the portions of his plenary portion. At the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityananda Prabhu's identity has been revealed in this way. At the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity has been revealed in three shlokas. And then Nityananda Prabhu's identity has been revealed in five shlokas. And out of those five, this is the first one indicating who Nityananda Prabhu is. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. And when Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once in a day of Brahma to reveal the actual purpose of Krishna's Braja Leela, he comes as a devotee, and Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, comes with him as Nityananda. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes along with his parshads, his associates, and his entourage. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as Panchatattva as we worship in the temple here, whose identity has been revealed as Panchatattat Makam Krishnan Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktyakthan Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Krishna himself comes as a devotee, Bhakta, and then Bhakta Swarup. Nityananda Prabhu comes as Bhakta Swarup, as the devotee himself, right? And then incarnation of Bhakta is Mahavishnu himself, who comes as Advaitacharya. Then Bhakta Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit, Radharani herself comes as Gadadhar Pandit. And then Narad Muni comes as Srivastava. Five of them are identified as the Lord in this five feature, Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivastava Gaurava. So they came with a specific purpose. The specific purpose is to inundate the whole universe, the whole world, with the mercy of Krishna. Premer bonna loiya nitai ailo gaurabish. And in this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu plays a very special role. He is the sole distributor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to distribute this Krishna consciousness, and Nityananda Prabhu has the sole selling authority, the sole distributor. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur pointed out, that there is a marketplace of the holy name, Nam Hat, Namer Hat, the marketplace of the holy name. And in that marketplace, what is being sold, what is the marketplace? Is the marketplace of the holy name. And who is the Mahajan? Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shriman Shakti Priya. Shriman Nityananda Prabhu Ki Panchatattva Ki. In that marketplace of the holy name, Nityananda Prabhu is the Mahajan. Mahajan means the soul selling authority. So if anybody wants to buy the holy name, he must buy it from the soul-selling authority, Nityananda. Hano Nitai Dine Bhai Radha Krishna Pai. The holy name is representing Radha Krishna. And without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, this Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy cannot possibly be available. This had been displayed very wonderfully by the pastimes of the Lord with Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a very, very wealthy person. We cannot even imagine what is their opulence like. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son, not the son of his father. But Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son, only male child of the entire family. Such an opulent family, such a wealthy family, and the only successor is Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami became attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And since then, he just wanted to run away and be with Chaitanya. But whenever he ran away, his father used to send his soldiers and get him back. Many times he tried to run away, but he didn't succeed. And then finally, one day, he gets to know that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihat. Panihati is a place which is not very far from their home in Shaptogram, which is now known as Triveni. That city is situated in the confluence of three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. So when Raghunath Das Goswami got to know that Nityananda Prabhu came there, so he took the opportunity to meet him. So he went there. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw him, he saw him offering obeisances. Actually, some of Nityananda Prabhu's associates pointed out that Raghunath is offering obeisances to him from a distance. So hearing the name, Nityananda Prabhu responded, "Oh, finally the thief has come. Bring him to me. I am going to give him punishment. He's a thief, so I should punish him." And what was the punishment? That punishment was, which is celebrated every year as Chiradati festival, the festival of chipped rice and yogurt. So that's the punishment Nityananda Prabhu gave him. That okay, the punishment is that we have to feed me and all my associates with chipped rice and yogurt. So, now the question is, why Nityananda Prabhu addressed Raghunath Das Goswami as a thief? It's because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. And Hano Nitai Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. One cannot get Radha Krishna, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One cannot get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot possibly get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami tried to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, as if he is trying to steal Nityananda Prabhu's property. So that's why he called him a thief. And after this punishment, Raghunath Das Goswami failed not only Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, but he actually failed whoever came there. Even the people who came to sell their commodities, like sweets and yogurts and all kinds of sweet meat and other stuffs, even they were fed to their heart's content. And then we see Raghunath Das Goswami manages to escape from home. And then, this time, nobody could catch him. And he went to Jagannath Puri. This time also, he did not take the normal route, not the main road. He took the village road, and through the forest, he actually arrived in Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him because he received the mercy of Nityananda. So if we want to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to approach Radha Krishna, the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, or the purpose of Krishna's appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is simply to give Radha Krishna of Vrindavan Braja Prem. Braja, Vrindavan, the loving relationship of Braja is very special. It is generally the devotional service is rendered through Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. But when one follows the rules and regulations of scriptures and achieves its perfection by following Vaidhi Bhakti, then he arrives Vaikuntha. The goal of Vaidhi Bhakti is Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan is beyond Vaikuntha. So Krishna actually considered, now I have revealed my Braja Leela. Jathishtu Bihari Krishna Kore Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Mone Kore Anuman. After performing his Braja Leela, Krishna went back to the spiritual sky. He disappeared. Or he withdrew his pastime. But then he considered, I revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever enter into Braja, Golok Vrindavan? Because generally a living entity, a devotee, serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following Vaidhi Bhakti. But by practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, he will arrive in Vaikuntha. So consideration is, how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Because Vaidhi Bhakti, devotional service, must be followed by the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra Vidhin Bina, Oikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatui Vakalpa. If one practices or performs devotional service very sincerely, vaikantiki, very earnestly, he performs his devotional service. But if it is not in conformity of the Vidhis, of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc., then it will simply create a disturbance. Utpatariva kalpati. It will simply create disturbance. So in this way, it has been pointed out that devotional service must be executed following Vaidehi. But the problem is, by following Vaidehi Bhakti, one will enter into Vaikuntha. But from Vaikuntha, there is no access to Vrindavan. One cannot go to Vrindavan from Vaikuntha. So how will one ever enter into Vaikuntha? Therefore, Krishna thought of one way. And that way is that he became a devotee. He didn't come as the Supreme Personality of God. He came as a devotee. And when this devotee Krishna is worshipped following Vaidehi Bhakti, then one gets an access to Golokanatha. So this has been pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the third chapter. So this is the way. Another consideration here is that there are two types of bhakti, Vaidehi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidehi Bhakti means, as I mentioned earlier, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra, Vithi. But Raganuga Bhakti means, Rag means love, praying. So the devotees of Vrindavan, their devotion is founded on their intense love for Krishna. Therefore, the bhakti in Vrindavan is known as prema bhakti. And the devotees of Vrindavan are known as ragatmika bhaktas. The devotees whose identity is simply love for Krishna. So they are known as ragatmika. And anuga means to follow. When these ragatmika bhaktas of Vrindavan, when one renders his devotional service, following the ragatmika bhaktas of Vrindavan, that becomes raganuga bhakti. So raganuga bhakti is the way to enter into Vrindavan. Now the problem is here, as we just mentioned, that devotional service must be rendered by following the Vidhi of the scripture, rules and regulations of the scripture. But the way to enter into Vrindavan is Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means following the Ragatmika Bhaktas of the Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Krishna came as a devotee. So who is that devotee that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as? Srimati Radharani. Krishna is playing the role of Radha. Krishna became Radha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when one follows, therefore, when one follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he following? When one is rendering his devotional service following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is following Srimati Radharani, the most exalted Ragatmika Bhakta of Vrindavan. Therefore, Vaidehi Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is automatically transforming into Raganuga. This point I wanted to mention emphatically because some individuals are now propagating that Prabhupada didn't give enough, Prabhupada didn't give everything, indicating that Prabhupada did not give us Raganuga Bhakti. But Srila Prabhupada gave us just what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. It is Krishna's divine arrangement that how Vaidehi Bhakti will automatically transform into Raganuga Bhakti and one will have a direct access to Golok Vrindavan. Anyway, the point here is those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the real Raganuga Bhakti. Because they are following Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna came to play the role of Srimati Radha. Sometimes devotees ask, Radha Krishna came together as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then why do you say that Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani? What is the purpose of Gadadhar Pandit appearing as Radharani appearing as Gadadhar Pandit? Now the answer to that is, when Krishna decided to play the role of Radharani, Radharani decided, let me watch, let me see how Krishna plays that role. And that's why he came as Gadadhar Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's constant companion. All the time he is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's just watching and appreciating. Well done, Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram came as Nityananda. Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. That's the point that has been pointed out in this verse. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Balaram's expansion is actually Chaturbhuj. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pratumna, Aniruddha, Indwara. Then expands Narayan's in Vaikuntha. And from that Narayan, there is the expansion. Or from this Narayan Chaturbhuha, expands Karunadukshaya Vishnu. And then he expands as Garbhodukshaya Vishnu and Shiradukshaya Vishnu. That has been pointed out here, that these three Purushavatars are his incarnation. His Ansa and also Sheshnag, they are his Ansa and Kala. His expansion is known as Ansa, and expansions of his expansions is known as Kala. So that is Nityananda Prabhu, whose expansions and expansions and expansion of this Nityananda Prabhu is this Purushavatars and Sheshnag. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the son of Harai Pandit and Padmavati, two very, very exalted devotees, in a place known as Ekachakra, which is about 150 kilometers north of here, north of here. I'm sure many of you have gone. How many of you have visited Ekachakra? Wonderful. So that is the place of Nityananda Prabhu. That place is known as Radhadesh. Radhadesh means a land where Ganga doesn't flow. And the place where Ganga doesn't flow is considered to be unholy place. So Nityananda Prabhu actually appeared in a place which is considered to be rather unholy because Ganga didn't flow there. But this way we can see how the Lord appeared in a rather inauspicious place to distribute his mercy in this fallen age of Kali to the most fallen living entity. Another consideration, of course, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is covered. Therefore, although these are all most exalted places, but they are not generally known until the Lord and his associates appear. When they appear, then the glory of those places become manifest. What happens when the Lord appears in his dham, in the holy places, right? Then the place becomes full of opulence. Jayati Tedhikam Janmanavraja Shrayata Indira Shashvadatra. the gopis are singing in the Gopi Gita, that ever since we have taken birth in Vrindavan, Krishna, Vrindavan has become most fortunate. Because Indira, Lakshmi Devi, is constantly residing here. So wherever there is Lakshmi Devi, there is all kinds of opulence and good fortune prevails. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu's appearance also caused this Radha Desh to become extremely opulent. People all of a sudden all became very happy, very fortunate. There was no disease, there was no scarcity of food. The atmosphere became very beautiful, and nature started to shower her mercy abundantly. And naturally, Nityananda Prabhu was very, very dear to his parents. And he was an extremely beautiful child. And from his childhood, he was constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When children play with their friends, Nityananda Prabhu used to invent different types of games just centered around Lord's pastime. Okay, let's play the pastimes of killing Dhenukas. Let's go to the forest, Tal forest, and I will shake the Tal tree, and as the Tal fruits will fall, the sound that will be created by that falling of the Tal tree will make Dhenukasura very agitated, and he will come, and one of the boys were to play the role of Dhenukasura, and Nityananda Prabhu would smash. And in this way they would just enact different pastimes of the Lord. So one day they were playing the pastimes of Lakshman being struck by Shakti weapon. And one boy was trained to hit. Nityananda Prabhu was playing the role of Lakshmi. And one boy was playing the role of Meghnad, Indrajit. And he hit him with that shell, Shakti shell. We can see the shell is actually a Sanskrit word, bombshell, Shakti shell. So Lakshman fainted. Nityananda Prabhu, playing the role of Lakshman, fainted in such a way that there was no sign of life in his body. And all the boys became very worried. They thought that he fainted, really fainted. So everyone came running, and the grown-ups also saw that the boy, there is no sign of life in his body. So they became very, very worried. And then one boy remembered that he was playing the role of Hanuman. So he remembered to bring Gandhamadan mountain. And so he brought the mountain, and then one boy was supposed to play the doctor. So he brought the mountain to the doctor and said, look, I couldn't find out the Vishalakarani that you wanted me to collect. I couldn't make out which one is Vishalakarani. So I brought the whole mountain. So you please tell me. You please collect the herb from there. So doctor, the boy who was playing the doctor's role, he collected that from there, and he rubbed it and held the leaves in front of Nityananda Prabhu's nose, and immediately he came back to his senses. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu was spending his childhood with his friends in total absorption of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. One day, one sannyasi came to Ekachakra. And it is a custom that when, it's a Vedic custom, that when a sannyasi comes to some place, the brahmanas generally would invite him to his house. Brahmanas mainly because generally the sannyasis would accept the invitation from a brahmana only. So one such sannyasi came and Harai Pandit invited him to his house. And he came and Harai Pandit made him stay and have Krishna Prasad. And that whole night he spent with Nityananda. At that time Nityananda Prabhu was about 12 years old. And he spent the night with the sannyasi, speaking about Krishna Katha. And in the morning, when the sannyasi was about to leave, Harai Pandit, it is also a custom that when a respected guest like that comes at home, the householder asks him what he could offer him, what he could give him. Generally, they give some dakshina or some fruits, etc. So when Harai Pandit asked this sannyasi, the sannyasi said, sannyasi told him, if you really want to give me something, then please give me your son. And Harai Pandit's condition at that time was like a person who has been struck by a thunderbolt all of a sudden. Because he could not bear the separation from Nityananda Prabhu even for a moment. Now here the sannyasi is asking him for his only son. But Harai Pandit was so truthful that he said, okay, take it. And this is how Nityananda Prabhu left home at the age of 12. And he started to travel with the sannyasi. He's traveled extensively all over India. When he was in Western India, Nityananda Prabhu came across Madhavendra Puri. And both of them became ecstatic seeing each other. And eventually, Nityananda Prabhu took initiation from Madhavendra. And he started to travel all over. He traveled to south, then he came to Ganga Sagar, which is the confluence of Ganges and the ocean, where Kapil Muni's ashram is. Then he traveled north to Vrindavan. And when he went to Vrindavan, he settled down. He just stayed in Vrindavan until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also initially, he was not displaying any devotional attitude as such, devotion to Krishna as such. He was more of a scholar, a logician, and undefeatable in debate. Nobody could defeat him in argument. They are saying that he was so smart, he was so intelligent, naturally, he is the Supreme Personality of God. He would prove that actually day is a night. And then he would reverse it and prove back that no, the day is day. So, this is how brilliant he was. And the devotees like Shivash Thakur used to feel very sad seeing that such a brilliant personality is not accepting Krishna consciousness. And sometimes they would even try to avoid him. Like one day Shivash Thakur was coming in from one direction, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from the other direction. And he changed his course and went through another and started to go in another direction. So noticing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just a young man at that time, about 16 years old. So he asked Shivashna, "Why are you avoiding me? Moment you saw me, you changed this course. What's the matter with you?" And Shivashna told him that, "Look, Nimai, why don't you take to Krishna consciousness? Why are you wasting your time in dry logic and arguments?" And so at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, "Shivash, mark my words. One day I'll take to devotional service. And I'll become such a devotee that you all will become surprised." And that actually happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to give the pinda, to perform the Shraddha ceremony for his father. And there he got to know that Ishwar Puri was there, and he met with him. Ishwar Puri already, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already met Ishwar Puri once. Ishwar Puri came to Navadvip and became the guest of his father. But now Ishwar Puri, as you got to know, is in Gaya. So he met Ishwar Puri and begged him to give him initiation. And Ishwar Puri gave him. And from that time, there was a total transformation in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That scholar, that magician, the brilliant personality became totally absorbed in Krishna praying. All the time he was crying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where can I find Krishna?" And some people thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually became mad. The madness is caused by the imbalance of air. Now, there are five kinds of air in the body: pran, apan, saman, vyan, and udan. Therefore, they thought that he got a disease caused by air, which actually meant madness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to Navadvip by his associates who accompanied him there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, Nityananda Prabhu decided to join. So he left Vrindavan and he came to Navadvip. He came to Navadvip, but he did not come directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became the guest of Nandanacharya, a house very close by. Nandanacharya, great devotee, and Nityananda Prabhu was staying at his place. That day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the morning told his associate, that last night, early in the morning, I had a dream that one big personality whose complexion was like camphor white, he was carrying a plow and a stick, and he arrived here. So the dreams of early morning do not go in vain. So such a personality must have arrived here. So you all go and find out. Get him, bring him to me. So they all looked around, but they couldn't find anybody. They came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reported that they couldn't find anybody. So then Jagannath Mahaprabhu said, then okay, let's go. I'll go and see if I can find him. And he went straight to Nandanacharya's house. And they found right there Nityananda Prabhu is sitting on a trance, totally absorbed in thoughts of Radha, of thoughts of Krishna. Then Shivash Thakur recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And just by hearing that verse, Nityananda Prabhu fell on the ground and fainted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also seeing Nityananda Prabhu in that condition, picked him up, placed him on his lap. And this is how two brothers met. And this is how Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu joined Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sriram Pandit, Shivash Thakur's brother, to go and report to Advaita Acharya about the arrival of Nityananda Prabhu. So he went, and Advaita Acharya immediately came running from Shantipur to Navadvip to meet Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, now the Panchatattva we can complete. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu came from Vrindavan, Advaita Acharya came from Shantipur, and Gadadhar Pandit and Shivash Thakur were already here, and this is how the Sankirtan movement started. One day Sachimata told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu to stay at Srivash Thakur's house. So Nityananda Prabhu was residing in Srivash Thakur's house, which is Srivash Angan, not too far from here. And one day Sachimata told that she had a dream. She saw that Balaram was there, and she was feeding him all kinds of delicious prasad. And then she saw in place of Balaram, she was feeding Nityananda Prabhu. So when she told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, then let's invite Nityananda Prabhu for lunch prasad. So Nityananda Prabhu came, and he started to call Sachimata as mother. So in this way, two brothers became united. Krishna Balaram became united together in their Navadvip Leela. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to perform Nityananda Prabhu's, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to perform Vyas Puja. And so the arrangement was made for Vyas Puja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srivash Thakur gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu to place it on Vyas Dev. But Nityananda Prabhu took the garland and placed it on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Nityananda Prabhu was made to sit down and perform his Vyas Puja. And everyone performed, celebrated his Vyas Puja. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was a sannyasi, so he was carrying his danda and he had a water pot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke his danda and threw it away in Ganga, pointing out that Nityananda Prabhu doesn't need to play the role of the sannyasi. He is the Supreme Personality. And then Nityananda Prabhu showed his four armed forms to all the devotees. I'm sorry, six armed forms to all the devotees. The four arms of Narayan, Chaturbhuj, and he also was holding the stick, Sannas Danda, and Commander of Water Pot. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go from door to door and preach Krishna culture. Shuna Shuna Nityananda, Shuna Haridas, Sarvatra Amaragya Karo. Just go and instruct everybody about my instruction. Go from door to door, prati ghare ghare giya karo ei bhikkha. Go from door to door and beg. What are you going to, generally, people beg some material thing, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to beg? That please chant the holy. Please worship Krishna. And please practice the process of devotion. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that in this way you spend the day and in the evening come and report to me. So they used to do that every day. Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to go from door to door and beg everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord and lead the life of a devotee. Now one day they saw two very dangerous personalities. Like everybody was afraid of them. And they were so sinful. They were one hand, in one hand they were extremely ferocious and extremely sinful. So Nityananda Prabhu consulted with Haridas that if we can convert these two people, then everyone will recognize the glory of Mahaprabhu's mission. Greatness of Mahaprabhu's mission. So thinking that, they approached them. And as Nityananda Prabhu asked them, please, my dear brother, my dear brothers, chant the holy name of the Lord. These two personalities became extremely insulted. You dare to instruct me what I should do? And they say, kill him, kill him. They were so ferocious actually. I mean, they would kill anybody at the bat of an eye. Batting of an eye. Like, they were so dangerous. Like, just for this act of Nityananda Prabhu, they wanted to kill him. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu ran. And they chased them. They ran after them. Running. They came to a place of a potter. There were the stacks of clay pots and they hid behind those clay pots. And Jagai and Madhai couldn't find them. So that evening, Haridas Thakur went with Nityananda Prabhu and reported what happened. And, and Haridas Thakur was very, very so-called, I mean, this is past time. He was afraid. And he reported to Advaita Acharya, I am not going to go out with him anymore. Today I would have lost my life. Both of us would have been dead. But by the mercy of the Lord, somehow we escaped. But these two dacoits, they're so ferocious. If they could catch us, they would have killed us. And besides that, this guy is completely crazy. He was talking about Nityananda Prabhu. He's completely crazy. He jumps into the Ganges that is infested with crocodiles. And he not only jumps into the river, but he chases the crocodiles. He swims to the crocodiles. And then sometimes, He would steal from the houses of the cowherd folks, gopas. He would steal from their house butter and yogurt. And then he would run, and sometimes they would, if they can catch us, they would beat us up. And he can run fast, but I can't run that fast. And in this way he would report to, he was reporting to Shiva, Advaita Acharya. But at the same time, Nityananda Prabhu convinced him, come, it's all right. I need a companion to preach. So, then one day, again they had encountered Jagai and Mata. And Nityananda Prabhu went and told him, please chant the holy name. They were drinking alcohol from a clay pot. Those days there were, glass bottles were there, but they were very rare. But generally they used to use clay pots. So this time, Madhai took that clay pot and just hit Nityananda. Started to bleed. The news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And not only came, he was furious. He started to invoke Sudarshan Chakra. He wanted to kill these two demons. Nityananda Prabhu fell at his feet, grabbing his feet with both arms. He begged that in this incarnation, you promised not to use any weapon. So please conquer their demoniac propensity with your love. That's your promise. You'll kill the demons in this age with love. So please forgive them. And at that time Nityananda told that Madhai actually wanted to hit him again. But Jagai, the elder brother, he actually stopped him and told him not to do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased to hear that. He said, okay, so I'll forgive him. So he was forgiven and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual form. But Madhai could not see that. Jagai fell at his feet and started to cry. But then Nityananda Prabhu begged him, begged Nityananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please forgive the other one also. Although he hit me, it doesn't matter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if he begs forgiveness from him, from you falling at your feet, then I may forgive. So Madhai did. And in this way, these two demons, who were actually Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, and Shishupal and Dantavakra, in three previous ages became delivered by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Now I'll just end the class with one small episode. Nityananda Prabhu's marriage. Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has two potencies with him. Like in South India, we notice that all the temples have two Lakshmis on two sides, two Shaktis on two sides. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi. Nityananda Prabhu's Shaktis are Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi, Shri and Bhu. So Nityananda Prabhu was preaching in Bengal. That was the instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go back to Bengal and preach. Although he wanted to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to Jagannath Puri. So there is a place called Ambika Kalna, which is just the other side of the Ganges. Shantipur. And opposite to Shantipur is a place of called Ambikakal. There was a very exalted Brahmana. His name was Suryadas, Suryadas Pandit. And his brother was Gauridas Pandit. They are two brothers who were great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually went to meet them before he took sannyas. And Gauridas Pandit used to wait for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now decided to take sannyas. So when Mahaprabhu was leaving, Gauridas Pandit said, "No, you can't leave, you have to stay." Then Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, you make a deity of mine, and in that deity form I'll be." There's a very beautiful episode here. Then Gauridas made the deity and of Gaur Nithai. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving, he came running. He said, "Look, you told me that you are going to stay here." He said, "Yes, they are there in the house." He said, no, I don't want them. I want you." So then Mahaprabhu went and with Nityananda Prabhu, and they became the deities, and deities became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and walked to the Ganges. So then he came and said, no, you have to come. I want the one who moves and talks." And in this way, so many times they went back and forth that Gauridas Pandit couldn't figure out who is the real Gaur Nithai and who are the deities. These deities are still there in Ambika Kalma, not too far from here. I'm sure many of you have seen those deities. So Nityananda Prabhu was in Ambika Kalna, and the devotees were very ecstatic that Nityananda Prabhu was giving them his association. So one day Gauridas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu came to Suryadas Pandit and told him, "Look, I want to marry your daughter." So Gauridas Pandit said, "Look, I am a Brahmana. The custom is that a Brahmana's daughter should be married to a person from a proper caste, and we do not know what caste you belong to. And besides that, we have to also check the horoscope whether it matches." So Nityananda Prabhu left. And then Suryadas started to consult with the other devotees there what should be done. And he said that last night I had a dream. I saw one personality who had a big body, like a wrestler's body. And his form is beautiful, as Kandarpa, Kamdev, Cupid. And he was carrying a plow and a stick in his hand. And then I saw him next to my daughter. So I could understand that this is Balaram. So it seemed, and I couldn't figure out what is the dream. Then somebody said that since you dreamt early in the morning, then this dream must be true. And when they are talking like that, Janava Devi, who was just a young girl at that time, she just fainted with a sound, and they heard the sound of someone calling. And they came out of the room and found that Janava Devi just fainted. So they immediately called the doctor, and the doctor checked her and said that it's a terrible kind of epilepsy, I can't cure it. So I'm sorry, I can't cure this patient. So then somebody suggested that it seems that you have committed an offense to Nityananda Prabhu, and therefore this is what happened. So please go and call her. So Nityananda Prabhu was brought to the house, and when the fragrance of Nityananda Prabhu's body entered into Janava Mata's nostrils, she just came back to her senses. And she just sat up and said, "What happened? Where am I?" And saying that, she just felt very shy and walked inside the room. So in this way, the marriage was now arranged for Nityananda Prabhu. With great pomp, this wedding ceremony was celebrated. Many, many very rich people sponsored the wedding, and it was a grand wedding. So after the wedding, Nityananda Prabhu stayed in the house of Suryadas Pandit for a few days. So one day, Vasudha Devi, Janava Devi's younger sister, was serving Nityananda. Janava Devi cooked and Vasudha Devi was serving. So when she was serving, her sari just fell off her head. So she generated two more arms because she was serving with two hands. With two other hands, she came and covered her head. So seeing that, Nityananda Prabhu made her sit next to his, on his right hand side. And in this way, then Nityananda Prabhu told her father, Suryadas Pandit, that I got married to the elder one, now I want the younger one as a dowry. So, and Suryadas's response was, "Me and everything that belongs to me belongs to you. So take whatever you want." So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu was united with his two Shakti, Vasudha Devi and Janava Devi and Vasudha. Hare Krishna, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Today is already quite late, so I don't take any question now. Maybe some other time. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande.